William Morrow and Harper Audio present To Tame a Wild Cowboy, a Cupid, Texas novel by Lori Wilde. Performed by Lisa Zimmerman. Chapter 1. Cowboy up. Get mentally ready.
It takes a village.
Huh? Rhett Lockhart opened one eye and studied the shapely blonde in the bed next to him. Pouty red lips, which last night had tasted like strawberry gloss, glistened in the bright sunshine pushing against the edges of the light-blocking curtains. Big, smoky brown eyes, circled by smeared mascara, blinked at him. Full, perky breasts, which tasted just as delicious in real life as they'd looked in last year's Rodeo Queens of New Mexico pinup calendar, thrust against his arm. Miss September. On the calendar, she'd worn spangles, bangles, a pink cowgirl hat, and little else. Much like she was dressed now, minus the hat. She was cute and perky and just the right kind of wrong. Too bad his head throbbed like a son of a gun. The culprit, an empty bottle of cinnamon whiskey, lay wedged between his pillow and the headboard, the celebratory hooch she'd brought with her because, as she'd said, he was red hot.
To get you up, cowboy.
She glanced down at his crotch with a knowing smile.
Some bozo's been hammering on your door for a solid 5 minutes, and I've been calling your name.
Nausea jiggled his stomach. It took him a second to remember where they were. Oh, yeah. Inside his featherlight, a horse trailer with living quarters currently parked on the rodeo fairgrounds back lot in Albuquerque. Last night, he'd come in first place, blistering his biggest rival, Brazilian hotshot Claudio Limon, claiming a solid 92-point ride on Smooth Operator, one of the orneriest bulls bucking. Life didn't get much sweeter than that. It was only May, but he was jockeying a hot streak, burning through the circuit, racking up points left and right. This was his year. He was on the cusp of earning his lifetime goal and landing the dream he'd been dreaming since he was old enough to strap on chaps. Come November in Las Vegas, he was finally going to shove Claudio off his lofty perch as a 2-time winner of the Professional Bull Riders World Finals Championship and collect the title for himself.
Rhett!
The blonde snapped her fingers in front of his face.
You with me, hun?
Quick. What was her name? Carrie. Corey. Chrissy. No, Cassie? Yes, Cassie. That was it. Right? Did he risk calling her Cassie, or just use his old standby? He flashed her a big smile, winced against the added pressure in his aching temples, and drawled,
Morning, sweet cheeks.
It's Carla,
she said, her voice flat, and her smile as fragile as iced lace. Oops, not Cassie after all. But hey, her name started with a C. He was in the ballpark. Although the look in her eyes told him she wouldn't find that a plus. Carla was on her side, facing him, hands stacked underneath her cheek, watching him like he was a bug doing the backstroke in her soup.
I know that, he lied through his teeth. But those sweet cheeks of yours are driving me crazy.
He reached to palm her butt.
You've got a bit of the devil running through your veins, Rhett Lockhart, she breathed out on a wistful sigh. You ooze temptation with that sexy walk and charming talk. How's an honest girl supposed to resist?
She was right. He couldn't deny it, much as he might want to. He was Duke Lockhart's son, that ornery son of a bitch. Bam, 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 a firm and urgent knock on his trailer door.
Shh, Rhett brought a finger to his lips. Let's pretend we're not here. Maybe they'll leave.
She scooted away, nodded at his mobile phone on the bedside table beside a half-empty box of condoms.
Your cell's been pinging, too.
Ignore it.
Rhett walked his fingers up her bare thigh, which was poking out from underneath the covers.
What if it's an emergency?
It's not.
How do you know?
Don't you want to spend the day in bed with me?
He wheedled.
It's not me. It's the rude dude at the door.
Maybe it's TMZ wanting an interview.
He gave her another wink and a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?